team. You know, to be able to go into your bye week 5-3, you know, 2-0 in your division, you know, winning all your home games, you know, it means so much, you know, at the halfway point. You know, are we satisfied with what we've done? Absolutely not. You know, we're striving to get better every single day, but you know, what we did today to, you know, kind of put a stamp on the first half of the season was huge. And now I think we really need to take advantage of this bye week as a team. You know, we're really banged up. We'll take advantage of this week, get some guys healthy, you know, kind of hit the reset button a little bit, if you will, and we'll come back ready to go.
How much did it affect you losing two receivers?
Well, it didn't necessarily affect me. You know, obviously, you know, losing two great players is going to be tough on a team. But really what it did is it affected our scheme. You know, we weren't able to necessarily call some of our pass plays or even run plays, you know, for that matter, because of the personnel that we had available. But the one thing I will say is, you know, the offensive line, the running backs, the tight ends, you know, Jay Prosh at fullback, did a tremendous job when those receivers got hurt of really taking ownership of the game and saying, you know what, you know, we lost two receivers. We can't call these pass plays. We have to run the football now. And they did run the ball. You know, I think Detroit knew we were going to run the ball. And, you know, that didn't slow down our guys up front whatsoever. Our offensive line did a tremendous job. The backs did a great job, and we got it done.
Brock, considering the criticism you took after Denver, what does it mean to you personally to be able to come back and win this and go into the break with staying in first place by yourselves?
I'm not concerned about the criticism, to be honest with you. I mean, that's just one of the things that, you know, comes with the position that I play. You know, but at the end of the day, like I've told you guys before, you know, I stay focused on what I can control. I focus on what's relevant to my teammates and myself, you know, in game planning and practice throughout a week. But, you know, to answer your question, getting a win at home, going into the bye to really put a, you know, an exclamation mark on the first half of your season, means so much to me, you know, because, the players and the coaches in this building, we know what type of football team we have. You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have. But there is going to come a time where we are going to put four quarters together as a team, and we're going to show it to everybody else. But for now, we believe in one another. You know, I just love going out there and battling with this football team. And to get this win today at home means a lot.
You had 34 yards rushing until the last two series, averaging less than 2 yards a carry, and then you get 71. What was the difference in the last two?
That's the National Football League for you. You know, 2 yard runs in the first, second, third quarter turn into 6, 7, 8 yard runs in the fourth quarter if you stick with the run game. You know, I think, you know, kind of like I said last week, you need to give credit where credit's due. And Detroit had a great game plan as far as stopping the run. I think their defensive front and their linebackers did, you know, they played extremely hard today. But like I said, you know, those runs that only go for 1, 2, 3 yards in the first three quarters, if you stick with it, you know, those D linemen are going to wear down eventually. And that's when our offensive line really took control of the game, when they knew they had to with the injuries we had at wide receiver. And, you know, I'm very proud of the offensive line, how they played, how those backs played in the fourth quarter, and ultimately they got the job done when we needed it.
Brock, when you look at the season to start out with, what did you picture in your head you guys would be at the midway point playing 8 games, 6-2, 5-3, obviously not 4-4 or less, but I mean, did you have a record in your head of where you guys wanted to be?
I didn't, and I don't think we did either. You know, prior to the season starting, you know, I just wanted to be 1-0 after Chicago. And, you know, that's the truth. That's everything. I believe, you know, I believe that you need to, in the National Football League, you need to have a very small laser focus, because it's an extremely long season. It's a tough season. It's a grueling season. You know, it takes a toll on you physically and mentally. And so I think this football team's done a great job of blocking out the outside noise, focusing on what's relevant, believing in each other, and just battling every single week.
And to be 5-3 without J.J. Watt, who hasn't been here for 5 games, I mean, a lot of people, they didn't write you off at that point, but they started to doubt you and some of the inconsistent play. Do you feel that you guys can actually take a step forward in these final 8 games and maybe do something this franchise hasn't done in 5 years?
Well, you know, I think we all know how great of a player JJ is, and we're certainly missing him. We're missing his, you know, his leadership presence and just him being in the locker room every single day. But at the end of the day, this is a great football team. And so what we've been able to accomplish being 5-3 going into the bye week doesn't surprise me one bit, because we have so many great players in that locker room and so many guys who come in on a daily basis and work extremely hard, you know, to develop their craft and get better. And, you know, 5-3, you know, it's a great place to be at the bye week, but we're not satisfied with that. You know, we want more. You know, we want to be a great football team, and we want to do special things. And at the end of the day, we're working every single day to just get a little bit better. And if we can get a little bit better each and every day over the course of the next 8 weeks, I'll be very excited to see what we can do.
Brock, there at the end of the first half, you guys were looking to go in and really put your foot on their throat to go 21-0. What happened on the interception, and what were you thinking at that point?
Yeah, you know, obviously, when you have an opportunity like that late in the second quarter, you know, to, like you said, go up 21-0, you know, you want to be able to get that ball in the end zone. But also at the same time, you have in the back of your head, you know, protect the ball, especially once you're in field goal range. So I can't completely answer your question because I didn't have a clear view of the throw. It's one of those deals I'm going to have to watch on tape before I can really give you a comment on that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I saw cover one man-to-man. I was trying to get the ball to, you know, DeAndre. You know, he's obviously a tremendous talent. And, you know, I need to see what happened before I can really comment on that.
Your last field goal drive may have been one of the most important with the first half of the season. Could you talk about that drive from start to finish?
Excuse me, I missed the
one first where you guys got your last field goal drive to give you some breathing room.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those deals where I believe the offensive line, the tight ends, you know, fullback, running backs really took over the game. You know, they knew that if we could make it a two-score game, we had a good chance to put this thing away. And, you know, that's when we had our receiver injuries. I think Detroit knew we were going to run the ball. We knew we were going to run the ball, and our offensive line got the job done. And they did it in a huge way. You know, we marched down the field running the football. And so I think all the credit needs to go to those big guys up front, and they did a tremendous job.
Brock, this team talks about getting off to a fast start, getting off to a fast start. Today you were able to do that. What was different about this game versus the other games where you weren't able to?
Well, you know, I think every game's different. And you know, I don't want to judge today's game against anything else, but I think what we did do early is we executed well. You know, we hit a couple third downs, but we converted. You know, there's been times throughout the seasons where, you know, we've gotten to third down and we haven't been able to get, you know, a new set of downs with a first down. And, you know, there's a couple plays in particular I have in my head. You know, I hit, you know, Ryan Griffin. He ran a tremendous route early in the game on a third down. We got a big play there. He had a great catch. And then there was a play, you know, there was, you know, I got blitz man-to-man coverage and I was able to get the ball out to DeAndre. He ran a great route, you know, right at the snap of the ball, got open real quick for me. And did a great job of catching and getting vertical and getting the first down. So I think it really just boiled down early to executing well and converting on third down. You know, anytime you can convert on third down and get three more downs, you know, you're going to put yourself in a good position.
How do you feel about your chemistry with DeAndre Hopkins and how much you got him involved in the game today?
You know, I feel good about it. It's one of those deals. I know how talented DeAndre is, and I know how hard he works every single day. So trust me, every time I break the huddle, I'm looking to see where he's at, the matchup, the coverage, trying to see if I can get him the football. One thing I do know is I think we both have great confidence in each other. We have great belief in each other. And him and I are working every single day to develop chemistry and really get this thing rolling.
What does it say to you that CJ was able to get back in the game after taking that hit that he did over the middle?
He's a tough player. You know, it doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, CJ is one of those guys. Seems like no matter how beat up he is, he's at practice. He doesn't miss a single rep. He works extremely hard. And like I said, he's a extremely tough player. Doesn't surprise me one bit. And I think it just says a lot about who CJ is.
What did you think about the one-handed catch DeAndre had that set up that touchdown?
I thought it was phenomenal. You know, it's one of those deals. I can't really say I'm surprised because we see him do it all the time in practice and whatnot. But I think that play just shows how great of a player he is, and that's exactly why You know, he's on my mindset every single play. You know, can I get him the football? Is it a coverage where he's going to be open? And DeAndre is a heck of a player. And like I said, I can't say I'm surprised that he was able to reel that ball in and make a great play for this team.
Hey, Brock, got one more. You were throwing to the tight ends before the receivers got hurt. Was that the plan going in, or is that just what they were giving you?
No, I think that was one of those deals. I don't go ever into a game saying, hey, this is the guy who's going to get the ball and this is where it's going to go on this play. I go out there every single play. I examine what the defense is trying to do, and I try to make the best decision for this football team. And the defense that the Lions were playing early, it just seemed like I was getting great one-on-one matchups inside, you know, between the hashes with our tight ends. And our tight ends did a tremendous job of, you know, getting open on time and bringing in the football. So a lot of credit to those guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.